Our story begins at the NYPD 23rd Precinct. Mac has just arrived and is talking with Joe in his office.
Hey, you said you have some news for me?
Yes. Because of your suspicions and everything I knew from my conversations with Blake, I went to see Mandy Selleck. She gave me the name of the plastic surgeon that Matt, or Oscar, supposedly used before. They didn't want to give me any information, but I faxed a picture of Matt to their office, and one of the receptionists admitted to me that he hadn't been a patient.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Joe, you're confirming what I already know. That man at the hospital is not my brother. He's not Matt Malone in any way other than having his face.
I also found that there are a few outstanding warrants for the arrest of Oscar McBain for petty theft and a few minor infractions.
Good. Let him get extradited back to London or wherever the hell he came from. He knows I'm on to him, and he probably knows Blake was on to him too. And if he's capable of taking over my brother's life, who knows what he might have done to Blake?
Mac, do you really think Oscar's behind Blake's condition?
Why not? The doctors don't seem to know what's wrong, and, you know, maybe he did something to him without Blake even knowing it.
Like what?
I don't know. Poisoned him, maybe? Look, I know it sounds crazy, but it's not as far-fetched as him having plastic surgery to look exactly like my brother.
We need to talk to Blake's doctors about this. You need to let them know what's going on. Maybe it will get them to run some special tests for certain types of poisons.
I'm on my way over there now. But, Joe, were you able to find out anything about where Matt really is?
I'm afraid not, Mac. I'm sorry.
Damn it! Oscar might have killed Matt for all we know. If he was alive and well, I think he would know what's going on with this imposter.
That's a big mystery, but look, I promise you that I'll do everything in my power to solve it.
Down the hall, Blake's doctor, Dr. Reed, is standing by the nurse's station when Mac runs up.
Dr. Reed, there you are.
Can I help you?
I don't know if you remember me, but we met the other day. I'm a friend of one of your patients, Blake Whitney.
Oh, yes. I think I remember.
Look, I have reason to believe that Blake's condition might not have been accidental.
What exactly are you trying to say?
I don't know anything for sure, but if someone wanted to kill Blake and not have anyone find out about it, how would they go about doing it?
At the Westside Hospital, Raven is sitting by an unconscious Blake's bedside.
Blake, I wish you would wake up. I feel so bad about how things have gone between us the past several months. I was so pissed off about you and Matt. And even when you tried to explain it to me, I didn't believe you. I hope you understand that no matter what I may have said or done lately, I still think of you as a true friend. One of the best. I don't know if you can hear me or not. But if you can, please keep fighting, Blake. The doctors are going to figure this thing out. I just know they will. Come back to us.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.